Hey, gotta like it. Well, you know what? We have a surprise guest on the line. You know, we're talking about Monday Night Football, and we talked about yesterday. We heard great kind of Raider moments on Monday Night Football, and so our good friend who now lives here in Las Vegas does a lot with the Raider organization. Of course, former Raiders quarterback Jay Schrader is on the line. Jay, how you doing today? How'd you hit him today?
I hit him pretty good until the wind started to blow. Oh. You know, I'm not in favor of that wind stuff. But other than that, every day out on the golf course is a good day.
That's awesome. Well, we wanted to talk to you because as I was researching yesterday for our show and talking about these great moments in Raiders history that occurred on Monday Night Football, because the Raiders have played on Monday Night Football so many times, I found the game in 1989 when you beat the Jets 14-7. That game was significant a couple reasons. Number one, Art Shell's first game, right, as head coach.
Art's first game as a head coach and Greer's first game as a head referee. So, yep, it was pretty significant.
Yeah, and then in that game, you guys were trailing the Jets and you hit Swervin' Mervin Fernandez, right, for a long touchdown, 73 yards, I think it was, if I remember now, 73 yards to take the lead and to win that game. What was it like for you? And I know you played on Monday night several times. What is it like for a player? Because every day you got to get up. You're a professional football player. I get it. But Monday night and the spotlight, knowing that you're the only game on in town across the country, what is that like as a player getting ready for it?
Well, that's exactly what it's like. I mean, you know you're the only game in town. You know that your peers are watching, so you want to play well. It's a chance to show out for your peers and to get them to recognize your ability on the field and for your team to show what you have. So it's a big-time moment, and when you can play well on Monday night, it goes a long way, that's for sure.
Jay, what does it mean when people say it all the time, but when the Raiders are really good, the league is a lot better. You, as a former Raider, what exactly does that mean when you hear that?
Well, it means a couple of things. It means that the Raider team is playing well, and the Raider Nation has such a following all across the country that everywhere they go, they draw a big crowd, and it's a big game for whoever they play. I remember, back in the day, we went to Minnesota, and, I mean, there was more Raider fans in Minnesota than you could shake a stick at in the middle of the winter. And I was like, you people are crazy to come here in the wintertime because it's like 10 degrees outside, but, you know, luckily, they were sitting inside a dome. But, you know, Raider Nation shows out, and I just think that across the country, everybody, when the Raiders are good, you know that you have to play well to beat them.
Talking to Jay Schrader again, of course, former Raiders quarterback and scratch golfer, and he's now with us talking about Monday Night Football. And, Jay, that pass against that game against the Jets, you hit Mervin about 10 yards downfield. He takes it another 63. What do you remember about that game outside of, obviously, the history of Art Shell's first game? What do you remember about that play and how it came about?
Well, it's very ironic because it was Art's first game. There was a lot of confusion on the sidelines because we had Art as the head coach. We had a passing game coordinator. We had a run game coordinator. They had to all try to get it together, get it through Art, and get it to me out on the field to run. And, I mean, we're in the first quarter, and we've already burned three timeouts. That was my third timeout. I asked Art. I didn't even talk to the other coaches. I said, what do you want to do? He says, well, let's throw a pass. I go, okay, which one? He goes, one that gets the first down. I'm like, gotcha. And I turned around, and I was like, all right. So I threw a curl pattern to Mervin, and, you know, I get credit. Everybody says, you know, long touchdown pass. I'm like, no, I threw it about 10 yards. Mervin did all the work. So Mervin should get all the credit for taking it to the house and turning that game around and leading us to victory that night.
I know it's been a real small sample size. We've only seen one game so far, but from the roster that the Raiders have, what you saw what Henry Ruggs and company was able to do week one versus the Panthers, what do you think about the chances for the Raiders Monday night, and what do you think about the direction that the team is going?
I love the direction the team is going. I think they're putting all their assets in the right spot. I love Ruggs, him with Jacobs in the backfield. I think it's going to make a great duo. I think, Derek Carr is going to have a great year. He's going to be able to push the ball down the field. They got some pass rushers. I think they lined up their linebacker core. You know, Monday night's going to be a test. We all know that the Saints are one of the favorites to go to the Super Bowl. They're going to have to play really well, but, you know, it's going to be fun. It's the first home game here in Allegiant. I wish there could be a lot of fans in there, but, you know, unfortunately in 2020 there can't be. But it'll be a heck of a test for them, that's for sure. But I definitely like the direction the team is going.
All right, Jay Schrader, former Raiders quarterback. And, Jay, thank you so much for spending some time with us. We just wanted to get your thoughts because as a player and playing on Monday night, and, of course, this Monday night, an extra special one with the first game here at Allegiant Stadium and Las Vegas' first day in the spotlight as an NFL market. So thanks for spending some time with us today.
You bet. You guys have a great day.
All right, there you go. Jay Schrader, former Raiders quarterback. That's cool, him calling in and sharing some of that thoughts about that.
Well,
Chris brought that play up.
He knew that we had a heck of a roster and a heck of a lineup for guests, and he was like, man, I might as well be part of this star-studded affair.
That's right.
Why not call in?
Let's jump on. Friday, you know, people take Fridays off. We're jamming on Friday. We get better as the week goes on, man. We just keep going.
We're excellent every day, man.
All right, we're going to get to a couple callers. We got to get to the Q-tip here in a minute, but we're going to go out to our buddy Gangster Raider. Gangster Raider, Gangster Raider's gone.
Just
we're
kidding.
Going to Raider Loke. Raider Loke, what's up, man?
Hello.
Yeah, you're on, bud.
What's up, guys? How's it going?
Good, buddy. How you doing?
Chilling.
I'm doing good. Just enjoying this, sitting in this L.A. traffic right now.
You got company, though. We're with you. Q's in the back seat, grooving. I'm in the front seat reading the map.
I ride shotgun.
You ride shotgun?
Okay. Okay.
You can have shotgun.
I mean, I don't know. I may be one of the very few that when the Raiders play on Monday night, I want the weekend to go by very fast so I can watch the game on Monday. But then I realize, well, if the weekend goes by fast, then the work grind starts on Monday. So
there goes that. That's right. Are you excited about this game, though, man?
Oh, yeah, I'm very excited. This was actually one of the games that I predicted before the schedule got released. I was like, well, with the Monday night, with the home opener of Allegiant, what better for it to be on Monday Night Football with Gruden and a team? So I went down the schedule and our teams that we were supposed to play, and I was like, I'm pinning either the Saints or the Bucks, but I got to say, it's going to be the Saints, and little did I know, ended up being the Saints on Monday Night Football. So my prediction came to fruition.
Nice, man. Well, there you go. See, go ahead.
Yeah, one of the things I really wanted to go out and lay a bold prediction on this game. I'm really excited, but I believe Trayvon Mullen is gonna go off and have one of the biggest games of probably the biggest game of his career. I predict he's probably gonna intercept Breeze and take one to the house. And the reason I say that was because this isn't really being talked about, but back when Drew Breeze spoke on kneeling for the national anthem, his comments didn't sit well with a lot of people. And Trayvon Mullen actually took it to Twitter and he pinned this game on his calendar, and he's actually been clapping back on a lot of Saints fans on Twitter. So I'm kind of loving that, you know. So I expect a big game from the defense. I know we against Carolina, they put 30 on us. So I'm definitely some decent cleanup, but Arnett, this is one game I'm looking forward to seeing him ball out.
Yeah, you have the opportunity. Raider Loke, thanks for calling, man. Be careful in that traffic. But yeah, I mean, that's the key. They have an opportunity to make a statement. All right, we got to